Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
AAA at Braden Shoemake that they seem to like a lot. I don't think that Orlando Arcia, you know, is a... I really like what he's done for this team. He's been kind of the unsung hero of this team. But I don't believe that Orlando Arcia is a long-term solution starter for this team. He's got pop in his back. I love his role. If he's willing to accept it, I love the utility role, the pop, what he brings. I like Orlando Arcia a lot. I'm just not sure I like him as a starter, Hugh. And that's not to say that he isn't a really good player. Mm-hmm. He's made some great defensive plays.
Definitely made some great defensive plays.
And he's got some pop in his bat. Guy's hit 15 home runs in a year a couple of times, but he's a 245 career hitter, and I mean, you could if you wanted to live with him, but again, that makes it sound like he doesn't have any value, and that's not true. I think his value is the fact that he could play second, short, and third, and you need that guy. I love having him on this team. He is a great utility player. Not good, great. But what do you do? 404-741-0929. Kevin's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Kevin. Welcome to the show. Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Good morning.
Kevin, what's going on?
How old are you, Kevin?
I'm 10 years old.
Oh, you're a Braves fan, Kevin?
Yep.
Oh.
I cheer for all the Atlanta teams, but I think that they should keep Dansby because I don't know what else they would do. What other shortstop could they get? But maybe in the beginning of the season, I wouldn't have said the same thing. But right now, he's on a roll, so I think they should keep him.
Well, he is certainly on a roll. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your calling into the show. Yeah. Again, you do have the youngster, Shoemake, down mm-hmm. in AAA. They like him. Now, granted, we'd have to see him. I'd like to see if the Braves bring him up and give him a shot.
Well, I would say this. I would say this to that. Now, you're saying that the young man has a lot of talent and everything like that, but you're talking about a perennial playoff team in a position that –
to you win already, multiple World Series, you do it right.
Yeah. And you have somebody there that's already, you know, there, and you don't have to upgrade that position. I think you pay him. Or you replace him with somebody else that, you know, if he gets overpriced. But see, this is the bad part about it. Like, it's going to either be Trey Turner or Dansby Swanson that set the market for shortstop this year. And it's somebody else. Who else is up this year for Correa?
Correa, Bogarts, yeah.
One of
Trey Turner is going to set the market.
That's what I'm saying. It's going or Dansby. It could be Dansby.
I think Trey Turner.
Whoever Dansby. Sets the market is going to be the first person to sign. That's
sure.
what I mean.
You know what I mean? Well, and Trey Turner is going to get the biggest check of the four.
But Trey, this is the thing. This is what I was reading, John. Trey, he's not a fan of the West Coast. So he might want to come back east.
Well, but he's going to be $25 million a year.
No, but that's
least.
What I'm saying. So he's going to set the – like, it's either going to be him or Dancy to set the bar. But Trey wants to come back east. So it's going to be one of those things where, you know, who you're going to replace him with. Are you willing to pay Trey as opposed to Dansby?
I really like Trey Turner a lot, but the Braves don't need him. And the reason
they really don't.
Because he's the leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bring Trey Turner, he doesn't really fit anywhere else in the lineup. You'd have to move Ronald. And I just don't think that the Braves are inclined
to move that.
Yeah. I mean, you essentially have a leadoff hitter in Michael Harris, But what did you do with him? Because you right, exactly. Because he becomes a de facto leadoff hitter after the first go round of the batting order. So, but you don't want to bat Trey Turner ninth, for crying out loud. You'd have to bat him. Yeah, it just I don't know that it works. Dansby does work. Elijah's in Paulding County, 404-741-0929. Hey, Elijah.
Hey guys, how y'all doing this morning?
All right, and you?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I agree with a lot of the other callers that have been coming through. It's the fact that we have a GM that is willing to get rid of these, you know, like you were saying, the decade players. We have a GM that's willing to make those moves. I really think that Dansby's value to this team is going to come down directly to how he plays for the rest of the season, because we've seen Dansby go on these tears over the past couple of years, and then he just slows down. And so, you know, I think he's on a kind of a bell curve when it comes to his value. And so if it falls in a range for the Braves to be able to safely get him back, I think they're going to want to do that with everything they can. But if it gets to a point where it's just out of our reach, they could easily let him go. And I think Anthopoulos has a very good plan for otherwise.
No, I agree. Elijah of Paulding County. Thank you to Kevin. Thank you to Elijah. And yes, I agree. I think that's exactly where you are with Dansby Swanson, because this kid Shoemake, they like him a lot, Hugh. He was a high draft pick coming out of Texas A&M. He's 6'4". He's got really good defensive skills, and he can hit. He's got pop. And so he's got Dansby written all over him. And you know, if you need to say, okay, what do we have in the minors that we could put in here, right? Because obviously they're not going to bring up Drew Waters. I don't know why, but whatever reason, they're just not going to give him a shot. I ought to do him right and trade him. So if they're not going to bring him up and give him an absolute shot at, you know, left field or something like that, because Michael Harris is going to be your guy. I think, have we seen enough? Let me ask you a question, Hugh. And this, I know this isn't about the infield, but it goes to the larger point in terms of the overall you know, amount of money that you're going to spend on your roster here. When you talk about a guy like Michael Harris, who you could have control of a number of years, you know, 2-3 years, where you don't really have to pay him, have we seen enough of Michael Harris in this short stint here that you are comfortable saying that Michael Harris is going to be your center fielder for the next 5 to 8 to 10 years?
I think you'll probably see a little bit more. I mean, he's played well, no question about that. And he the speed he has running the base pass is phenomenal. But I think you need to see a little bit more.
I mean, his defense isn't going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, I mean, his defense is going to be fine. I think we've seen defensively and from a running standpoint that those parts of his games, yes. And then, you know, as long as he's sitting in front of Acuna, who's going to be here for a while, and batting ninth, I think I've seen enough that I'm okay with the idea of Michael Harris being the long-term center fielder. So that solves that issue. Catcher is going to be another issue. We'll get to that. That was the whole trade of Langeliers. We'll get to that in a couple of years, because I still think you're going to have Travis d'Arnaud for the next couple of years, mm-hmm. and you do have Contreras. I think you kind of, you know, patch that through for a couple of years, and as long as Travis is still hitting, and as long as Travis is still, you know, you're fine. It's just not going to be an 8-year solution. Travis is not an 8-year guy. He's a 2-year guy. So now what do you do at shortstop? Because you're keeping right. You have to keep Austin Riley. And by the way, the price at that position, higher. I mean, Austin Riley is going to command 30. I mean, he's going to command major money. He's going to command $25 million a year, you know, so he's going to get big cash. Can you really, you know, have how many big cash players can you have? See, you got lucky, right?
When you signed Acuna and Ozzie,
you got to them so lucky.
Those friendly deals.
Can you imagine Acuna's deal at 10 years for?
Oh no, he
$100 million.
I can't think of his name right now. The guy from the Nationals. What did he turn down?
Who, Bryce Harper?
No, the Nationals.
Oh, Juan Soto.
Yeah, Soto. I couldn't think of his name. Thanks, Juan. Thanks for the say. Yeah, what did he turn down? Like $300 million.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, well, he turned. No, that ain't enough money. Yeah, he'd have been right there with him. He'd have been right there with him.
So, you know, the Braves can't play poverty because they got such a huge break in the grasp for money with Ronald Acuna. Not that Ronald's going to be hurting. He'll be making $15-16 million a year, maybe $17 million.
Yeah,
a year,
but you know, when you talk about like with Soto,
making 35,
that'll be probably one of those ones, John. When he look at over the fence and you look and see what he's making, he'll probably feel a little some kind of way, a little bit.
Greg is in Covington. He's on with John and you. Hey, Greg. Yo, Greg.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
About Dansby, it all boils down to about how bad he still wants to be a Brave. Just like Freddie, he had the opportunity to, you know, tell his agent if, you know, where he wanted to stay at. If it stands for his money and whatnot. I think Freddie left that up to his agent, too much. And just like we saw Sunday night or through the whole weekend, that I think Frey regretted it. So it all depends on how bad Dansby wants to become a Brave and stay a Brave or go get the money. So that's how I see it.
Yeah, that's a great point. It all depends. I can't see. I know he's from here.
So you're talking serious hometown discount.
That's what I was about to say. I don't know. I mean that's something that is real in baseball. All the money's guaranteed, so it's different than in the NFL. Because no matter what you're getting guaranteed money.
Plus, he's from Marietta.
Yeah, he's from here.
I mean, but went to high school 3 miles away from the stadium.
But here's the question that I propose: if you're talking about $100 million difference. Maybe $50 million.
Yeah, that might be too much.
Yeah, maybe $50 million.
You're saying maybe the difference is the Braves go 590 and somebody else goes 5110 or 5115.
5 years. Okay.
Let's say that's
a lot of money. I mean, but you got look like the cost. You got to factor in number one the team that you're going to, and the cost of living there. I mean, the taxes and everything. He might. But it just all depends. Like, if you're talking about $50 million difference, though, I mean, that cost of living, you know, that $50 million makes up for that pretty much. So it's one of those things where, yeah, it all depends on what teams are interested in him. And like I said, Trey Turner sounds like he might not want to be in L.A. So, you know, L.A. might be shooting for Dansby. Who knows?
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90. Time the game on this Tuesday. The Braves do play tonight. They take on the Philadelphia Phillies, the Harperless Philadelphia Phillies, to begin a 7-game road trip. It is a great pitching matchup, Charlie Morton against Zach Wheeler. Still to come on the program, we are keeping our eyes peeled here. Where the Hawks stand here, all the rumors about a big trade with the San Antonio Spurs. Will that happen today, and will that kickstart the Hawks' offseason here in terms of reshaping the starting lineup of this team? Next with John and Hume.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, you just wake up, you know, you're an NBA player, but last few days, you know, it still feels like, you know, just like a dream, you know. I'm just enjoying every single part of it. And, you know, it's hard for me to sleep because I'm so excited, you know. So it's just like, you know, I just want to, you know, get right into it, get to work.
A.J. Griffin, Hawks first-round draft pick, 16th pick overall at his introductory news conference. So welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh. I don't know that we expect A.J. Griffin to have much of an impact on the Hawks this year. More of a kind of a G League kind of guy, developmental guy. Swing 2-3, 6-6 out of Duke. They keep going to Travis Lang. One of the things, Hugh, he keeps going to that Duke card, hoping to hit a home run, you know, whether it was Cam Reddish, Jalen Johnson. Now A.J. Griffin, 3 years in a row, he's gone to that Duke card.
Pretty good players come out of Duke.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And he just keeps hoping to hit a home run out of one of those guys. And we'll see if Jalen Johnson or A.J. Griffin, they're both, if A.J. Griffin has an impact on this team or how much of an impact he will have. I don't know that – I think if we're counting on Jalen Johnson and Sharif Cooper and A.J. Griffin, if we're counting on those guys to make you an NBA champion, and who knows, there's stranger stories have happened, that's not really a business model that we're working with right now. There are all sorts of rumors this morning that the Hawks might be close to a deal, and that's why we're going to monitor things, especially after about 10 a.m. this morning when the NBA really gets kind of warmed up here today. Because you know what's going to happen, Hugh. It's going to happen at 10:01.
Like it always does.
Like
John.
It always does.
I mean, are you upset about that?
No, I'm just saying that that's the way it works.
I mean, we're kind of used to that. So
yeah.
That's
what
I was saying. Like, are you
no,
upset?
I'm not upset. I'm just saying that you brace for it because it always happens. Our show goes off the air and Andy Randy
and everything
come on.
Happens, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, breaking news. It's like, yeah, of course. And now we got to wait 24 hours to react to it.
That's how it always works.
Yeah, I know. So it looks like DeJounte Murray is going to join Trae Young in the backcourt for the Atlanta Hawks. It's what it looks like. So, and we'll see here. And it's a deal that does not involve John Collins, which means either John Collins will still be on the team or John Collins would be available to you if you wanted to make a run at another deal for Rudy Gobert or DeAndre Ayton.
Maybe. I think John Collins is going to be here because he's the guy that has been at the forefront of rumors involving everybody. Like, that's the one guy whose name you constantly hear when you hear trade rumors involving the Hawks. So I think he'll be here.
Yeah, well, because Clint Capela has a no trade, and you'd have to ask him to waive his no trade. Now, in the case of a DeAndre Ayton or Rudy Gobert, he may, only because he's going to know if you go out and get those guys that he ain't the starter at that spot.
Yeah. I mean, that's obvious. I think that there's a possibility that you could probably even, you know, package some of these young players.
Yep.
Some of these young players and move them as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because teams are going to be in position, and they're going to be trying to, you know, get some draft capital, so it's possible that you can move some of these young guys.
Right, yeah, the A.J. Griffiths or Jalen Johnsons or Sharif Coopers, right. I mean, you could package them into the deal, too. It's well known that San Antonio wants draft picks. I mean, they make no bones about that, that they're going for V-dub. You want to give
Victor
a shot?
Wembanyama.
What country is he from?
Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama. That sounds about right.
Uh-huh.
That sounds about Let me look that up.
He's
from the French.
Yeah, he is from France. Apparently he's 7'2 and athletic and apparently is the number one pick in next year's draft. And apparently people think he's going to be.
That's close. I was close. Wembanyama, I was close.
You got to watch this videos of the kid. Like, it's just because he's not only
over 7 feet,
but his wingspan is incredible too. So it's sort of like watching a deer learning to walk for the first time. You see what this kid could be with 25, 30 more pounds of muscle, and you go, oh, okay, I get it. But he is just –
it's like watching a deer. That is not a flattering thing to say.
No, it's not.
Like, and he said it with such conviction, though.
Well,
like,
this deer is going to be the number one pick in the draft next year. So
if you don't learn to walk quickly, you get killed.
That's what I'm saying. He said it. He looked like a deer.
All right, I got a couple quick questions. We're going to go around the room to you, Avan Orr here. Number one, are the Hawks going to – Hughes, you first. Are they going to get this deal done for DeJounte Murray?
I think so.
Orrin, are they going to get the deal done for DeJounte Murray?
Sure.
Are they going to get the Murray deal done, Abe? Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Based on what the reports are, sure. I cannot honestly imagine that San Antonio is comfortable with this, but fine. From our
San
end,
Antonio,
great.
What do you mean? They're not comfortable with
it. It's such a crap deal for their –
They're tanking for the number one pick for V-Dub. Come on.
I guess, sure. I mean, I don't even think they'd get the number one pick. Plus, there's a lottery, so you're not like 100% sure.
That's
anyways.
What I was thinking. Like, that's crazy. But, you know, maybe they got the inside track.
Have fun. Enjoy.
It's a franchise that's built on great draft picks. Admiral, Tim Duncan, Kawhi Leonard, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. So it's that's their model. In San Antonio, they're not a free agent kind of guy.
They're not a free agent kind of guy.
Second to Murray. Murray is a point guard. And so now you have two point guards. He's 6'4", plays really good defense. All-star last year, 21 points, 9 assists a game. Great passer. If you go to YouTube, I had to kind of – look, I'll be the first to admit, I haven't watched a whole lot of San Antonio Spurs basketball over the last few years because they've been no good and not on my TV. As he's grown as a player, I kind of missed that whole part he's grown as a player. I mean, I knew he was there, but I didn't know because he's grown now to an all-star. I went back and watched some of the YouTube and went, okay, this guy can play. He can move. He's fast. He's really good defensively. I really like a lot of what I see in him. Hugh, how does this work with him and Trey? I mean, do you do a dual point guard? Do you put him at the point? Do you put Trey at the point? I mean, can you just – we've talked about bringing in another point guard here. That's what Murray is. He's a different kind of point guard, but he's still a point guard.
I go back to what was said almost immediately after the season was over. And we watched Trey get trapped and score all of, like, what, in two games, like 11 points or something crazy like that. Might be a little bit exaggerating with the point total, but you know what I'm getting at. He didn't have a high-scoring point total. And a lot of things that were said were, you know, the fact that he was trapped a lot, that, you know, he was being harassed a lot. So another thing that was said during that conversation was we needed to probably move him off the ball. I think that's something that they asked Trey about and asked him about playing with Murray. And I think that, as a matter of fact, I was just reading, I think that Trey said he would like to play with Murray. So that's something that you would have to discuss with him and how you're going to do all of that. So, yeah, I think that there is something to that. I think there is something to all of
that. Well, I think there's something to it, if no other reason than if they envision that Trey Young is going to turn into their version of, and I think they do, Steph Curry. Steph Curry plays off the ball. He moves off the ball, and that's what they do. They move him off the ball and run him through picks and screens, and Trey's quick enough that he can get through picks and screens, fight his way through, and that's get shots.
But something that Abe pointed out to me during the course of the playoffs that we were watching, that's a different kind of cardio set, though. Like, to be constantly moving, because Steph is constantly moving. So, yeah, you better get your mind right to get ready to do that there, brother. Because this is a little different.
Because we did have Travis Schlink come on here and say point guard. You know, he did say that to us. So he used that term. Abe, as you look at this, how does this work? Would you envision that if they made the move that Murray would be the point guard and that Trey would be the off-ball guy for the most part? And you'd have, you know, Murray penetrate, kick to Trey, and Trey can either penetrate or is it kind of like we're a motion offense with these two?
I don't think the roles are going to be as singularly defined as you're making them out to be. I don't think it's going to be, all right, Murray brings up the ball and Trey, you're off and running around. Like, I think it's going to be a lot more fluid. I think it's obviously you would stagger. You're not going to have them both out at the same time, right? I think it gives you the ability to stagger. Murray comes out early first or mid first quarter, and then when Trey's out to start the second, Murray's leading the unit. I think it obviously is a boost there. I think it's more, though, as you did bring up in the intro there, I think it's more of a 1-1A type of point guard situation.
Yeah,
they share the duties. And, yes, to your point, maybe Murray brings the ball up the court. Maybe Trey picks it up at half court or swings around from the elbow and picks it up and then brings it to the top of the key. I think you'd see a lot more fluidity, though, with who has the ball.
Yeah, and I think that you, again, envision this. Murray, who, if you watch him, is explosive. He can drive the lane. He's got a lot of drive and kick in him.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of go to the hole.
I want to bring that up. I kind of want to bring that up because I think we're missing, and not that you're missing, we just haven't really mentioned one of Trey's most dangerous aspects of the game is how you defend him when he drives from the top. Right? Do you push up on Trey to stop the floater, or do you sit down on the big men, whether it's Collins or Capella? I don't think you want to lose that.
But
by taking the ball entirely out of Trey's hands. That's why
though.
I think it's very fluid. That's why I still think you see the ball in Trey's hands at the top of the key quite often, because having to defend the floater versus having to defend the alley-oop is a major part of the Hawks' offense. You don't want to take that away.
You know, but you don't. I mean, if you've got Murray here, what you do is you just run a motion offense. You let Murray, like, for example, envision this. Murray comes in, Hugh, top of the key, drives to the hole, penetrates, nobody there. He kicks it out to Trey. Then Trey can drive, too. I mean, you could go at him, you make a second wave at him, and you make them defend all over the court, and not just one guy driving and kicking or lobbing, but in two. And so you make it really difficult for them.
Yeah, but I don't – and this is an aspect of Trey game that I don't know that if he has or not. When you kick the ball out to Steph, Steph's shooting like almost immediately, and it's money. You know what I mean? And that's what makes him so dangerous, the fact that, you know, he comes off a screen or whatever, and he just
yeah, that's what we want Trey to do,
yeah,
though,
but
right?
Can Trey do that, though?
I think so. I do.
Okay. I mean, I haven't seen it like that. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see. It would definitely be interesting.
And you
got to
check him 38 feet, too. I mean,
yeah,
you got to check
him. He'll pull up. Yeah, he definitely would pull up.
You know, I mean, sort of like the Steph spreads the court by having to check him at that far away from the basket here. We have a little giveaway right now. It's not just your standard giveaway. You got to do a little bit of math. This is not something that you want to do here if you're not good at math. But you can probably.
Like I did, it was a shot.
Yeah,
that was
right?
a shot.
You want to see the Braves at Truist Park next week? We got tickets to see the Braves, a four-pack, to see the Braves and Cardinals on Thursday, the 7th of July at 404-741-0929. A four-pack of Braves and Cardinals tickets. And you just have to answer one question. And it is a uniform question here. Charlie Morton minus Ian Anderson in their uniform numbers equals the uniform number of which Braves player? Charlie Morton's uniform number minus Ian Anderson's uniform number equals the uniform number of which Braves player? First caller with the correct answer to 404-741-0929 wins a family four-pack of tickets to see the Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals Thursday, July 7th at Truist Park. Little college football check-in as we get towards the top of the hour and the opening of the NBA's business day and what that will bring ahead with John and Hugh.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For a breakdown and analysis of the top stories from across the college football landscape,
this is the College Football Playbook with John and Hugh.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game from the Kia Studios. A little check-in on college football here. We do want to mention that John and Decatur won the Braves tickets, and this is a little Abe game. I should actually have him introduce it. So, Hugh Douglas, who is the right answer? Charlie Morton minus Ian Anderson equals who?
Duval.
you got to say it with
Duval.
Gusto there, Hugh.
Duval. Took me a minute, though. I had to do that quick math.
50 minus 36 equals 14 equals Adam Duval.
Yeah, all of that.
And John Indicator won. 3 weeks from now is going to be a lot of football talk. I mean, it's going to be quite a bit between now and then, because we understand that, you know, Deshaun Watson is going to have his hearing today, and we could have news on that later today or maybe even as soon as tomorrow. But 3 weeks from now, we're going to have NFL camps opening up. 3 weeks from now, we've got the rookies reporting anyway. And also 3 weeks from now, that won't even be the big story. If Falcons rookies showing up will not be, at Flowery Branch will not be in 3 weeks here the big story. The big story will be the opening of the SEC Media Days here in Atlanta at the College Football Hall of Fame. Monday, July 18th is when it begins, Hugh, and the first three up that day are going to be Brian Kelly, Lane Kiffin, and Eli Drinkwitz. So you'll have those three up first on the 18th. On the 19th, you'll have Saban, Mike Leach, Shane Beamer, and Clark Lee from Vanderbilt. On the 20th, you'll have Sam Pittman, Billy Napier, Kirby Smart, and Mark Stoops. And on the 21st, you will have Brian Harsin, Josh Heupel, and Jimbo Fisher. I noticed that they made sure to make Saban and Jimbo 2 days apart, you. Not one.
Yeah, keep that drama. Say that drama for your mama.
You know what? You know the happiest person about all the Saban drama with Fisher is? Brian Harsin.
Why?
Don't think about it.
Oh yeah, because they
That's exactly why, because you had to ask why for a second.
Yeah.
Because you had forgot. Yeah, oh, that's right. I got to remind myself. Dude's under – otherwise, he's the drama, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because there was
all those
the speculation.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it, internet speculation, internet rumors, internet speculation. So, and of course,
you got a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah, you got a lot going on. Not the least of which is you better win this year, or otherwise they'll find another reason to move on down there. Because I don't know what to make of Auburn this year. I've seen people say Auburn's going to be the worst team in the West. Which is, by the way, if Auburn ends up the worst team in the West, they're still a pretty good team.
they've got really
good players. You know, so, I mean, define worst team in the West. Jeez. I mean, they're capable of going out. I mean, that's a team that could be the worst team in the West, could go out and beat the, you know, conference champion just about any other conference in the country. That's how good the SEC. I'm not, by the way, that's not hyperbole. Auburn plays Clemson. That's going to be a pretty good game. Auburn plays Ohio State. That's going to be a pretty good game. Auburn plays Texas or Oklahoma. That's a pretty good game. Auburn might win some of those. And they could be the worst team in the West? Okay. We've got a lot going on here. There's a very interesting hire that has happened in the Big 12. Now, we still don't know when Texas and Oklahoma are going to come over to join the SEC. This all may happen, Hugh, in, you know, two more years, and then everything happens at once. Going into the 2025 season, you'll play actually three, right? You play 22, you play 23, you play 24, and then there's no buyout for Texas and Oklahoma. They get away from all that money. And then that gives them enough time here to do everything that they need to do in terms of putting together all of what they need to do. Because at the end of the 2024 season, there could be a massive, massive change to college football. Okay, talking an expansion of playoffs, getting rid of divisions, the Power Five breaking away. All of that could happen at the end of the 2024 season. Leading up to that, Texas and Oklahoma are going to be in an expanded Big 12 at some point here. You're getting four teams go into the Big 12 now to replace Texas and Oklahoma. Those four teams are, think about this league now, Central Florida, Houston, Cincinnati, and BYU. So you have a Big 12 view that includes, at the moment, Provo, Utah, Morgantown, West Virginia, Lubbock, Texas, and Orlando, Florida.
That's a lot of traveling.
Man.
Boy, that's a lot of traveling.
Man. And Ames, Iowa. I mean, middle of the country from Provo to – how far is it from Provo to Orlando? Yeah. I mean, it is a national footprint. But it's going to have a reduced footprint when it comes to the quality of, you know, the football. I mean, how many former national champions are actually going to be in the league once Texas and Oklahoma leave? The answer is one. Anybody want to take a guess at that? Yeah, BYU, right? BYU.
How long ago was that?
1984, Robbie Bosco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were national champs. Yeah, that was a long time ago. And everybody's mad about that national title because they dodged going to the Big Bowl, and they ended up playing in the Holiday Bowl against a 6-5 Michigan team, and everybody went, oh, really? And they won the game, but it was still like, really? Okay, there are a lot of people that are mad about that. But set that aside. So the Big 12 goes out and hires a new they're targeting a new commissioner. Now, okay, that's fine. Bob Bowlesby, who's been the longtime commissioner of the Big 12, is stepping down. The new commissioner is a guy named Brett Yormack. Now, here's the difference between Brett Yormack and every other commissioner. Mm-hmm. Brett Yormack has a long tradition. He was a sports and entertainment with Barclays, but he's coming over to the Big 12 if he gets hired from Roc Nation. He's the CEO, Jay-Z.
Okay. Interesting.
In a way, it's a brilliant hire
mm-hmm.
because if you're bringing in Brett Yomack, you're bringing in Jay-Z. I mean, even if he's not going to be with Roc Nation, he's going to be the commissioner. Are you telling me that the COO of Roc Nation isn't going to kind of drag Roc Nation into this mix? Of course he is. I mean, because Jay-Z
somehow, because they got right. You're talking about like with NILs and
or anything, you know, in some some regard, you know. Right, so Roc Nation is going to get dragged. They're going to get dragged into this. I'm sure Jay-Z's going go, and you know, I mean, so he's going to go. So Roc Nation kind of gets into the Big 12. It's kind of a brilliant hire because the Big 12 is going to have to do things differently than any other league. Because in my world, and by the way, if you are a Baylor fan, an Oklahoma State fan, a Kansas State fan, a BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, Central Florida, whatever you are, if you're a fan of those teams, I mean this is no disrespect. I'm just stating what I believe to be a fact. The Big 12 is no longer a Power 5 league, okay? It's just not. It's not a Power 5 league. Now, the question is, will they consider it to be a Power 5 league?
Yes, it would be considered one, but I know where you're going when you're saying that.
I don't know that it's really
you're
above.
About the strength of the teams that are in, the, in the league. I got you.
I think there's a big difference then between whatever that version of the SEC is, whatever that version of the Big Ten is, whatever that version of the Pac-12 is, and whatever version of the ACC that is. I think the Big 12 is if it's still Power 5 Hugh, it is a poor fifth. I mean, really, it's more in a league with the American and the Sun Belt. It's above them, but still kind of in that league. Cincinnati joins a league that's if it's a step up from the American, it's only a tick up from the American.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a huge leap up. I mean, a league that does have Baylor, a league that does have Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, and TCU, I mean, Kansas State, Iowa State. Yeah, sure. I mean, these are kind of traditional teams. So it's a step up for Cincinnati, but it's not a leap. It's not to the Big Ten. And so going out and getting a COO from Roc Nation, maybe their plan, Hugh, is to I don't know what their plan is. It will be interesting to see what their plan is. I don't want to speculate because I can't know in terms of trying to invigorate that league with a flair that the other leagues don't have because the other leagues are so ingrained in the way they do things. You know, I don't know if they change things around a little bit, you know.
You mean like gimmicky?
No, I mean maybe in game presentation, for example, or maybe gimmicky if you want to go with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, because I think when you talk about the competition that you're going to be playing against, the teams that are on the schedule and everything,
How about the Big 12 game of the week always has a Roc Nation artist at halftime?
That's a gimmick.
Well,
that's a gimmick.
Well, you want viewers, right?
Yeah, you want viewers. But at the end of the day, John, and I look at it like this. People are going to watch good football. They're going to want to watch good football. Like when you talk about getting up on a Saturday and say, for instance, we're getting ready to watch a game. Say if we're getting ready, like say a SEC school plays later in the day. So we have time to watch an earlier game. I don't see fans tuning in to a Roc Nation concert to watch two terrible teams play. I don't see that.
Or the other way around. A Roc Nation concert's not getting me to watch Oklahoma State TCU if TCU's 4-6.
Would it drive you to go over at halftime? Would it drive eyeballs at halftime?
Not if I'm seriously locked into football.
That
on
was
Saturday.
Just okay, fine. That's just one. It was just one thing I was thinking about. I'm just saying, I think that there are, I think it's a kind of, look, you got to be outside the box here. That's why I brought it up.
No, I got it. You know what, John, because I think this is how I look at.
3:30 kick, Central Florida versus Iowa State.
College football fans.
Good luck against.
This is how I watch TV. And if anybody else watches it different, please let me know. I watch the games that I have to watch. I watch the Georgias, the Alabamas, the Auburns. All those other, like, fringe games, and I ain't watching none of those. Like, for me, it's SEC Sunday. SEC Saturday.
I understand.
That's it. Yep. So it's not all the
And I watch it differently than you do.
And some Big Ten games.
I watch it differently than you do because I watch from morning to night, you know, with goal line.
You watch everything.
Well, yeah, because I'll always watch the Aztec game late at night. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch San Diego
State. That. What's that one? I remember one time I was sitting at the bar with Abe. We watched Hawaii
San Diego
play.
State
Who was it?
Hawaii. Probably Hawaii, Fresno State.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's – no,
that
I mean – oh, man. Oh, yeah. But Fresno's fun, man. Because Fresno's got a bunch of guys. Fresno, they fight.
I was amped up. I could care less.
I was like, what is
Fresno's got that rep,
here?
Dude. Fresneck? Oh, Fresneck can go, dude. Are you kidding me? Morning Show with John and Hugh. Braves in a road trip starts tonight. What do we expect as they hit the road against the Philadelphia Phillies? And we are now on NBA watch for today for the Atlanta Hawks at the top of the hour. Will they make a big move in a big trade with San Antonio? We'll find out, hopefully soon, with John and you on The Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.